Greetings, everyone. This is Amy's Messaging Minutes. I had a conversation with a political action committee audience this week, and one of them asked me afterwards about my language. He said, "I want to talk to you about your language." I thought, oh no, did I say a bad word? Did I say a curse word? Because I try to not do that on the platform. Nevertheless, he said, when you talk about PACs, you mention the word joining them, and you mention being a member, and you talk about recruiting versus solicitation. You don't use the word contribute or donate. You say join more. And he said, "Amy, I think I'm catching your drift, that the PAC can actually be a club of people that brings each other together, you know, brings those like-minded people together. It's a part of a club. It should be a good thing. It's a team." And I said, "Of course, bingo, you've got it." Did a little victory dance there and thanked him for his observation. But it's in my DNA to talk like that, so I don't bring it up as much and explain why it's important. But many of you know that the S word, the solicitation word, is a legal term crafted by the FEC. And for PACs, obviously it's been a word before the FEC is used it for PACs. But nevertheless, when you look it up in the dictionary, it doesn't have positive connotations. It does not. Even nefarious connections. One of the definitions associates it with prostitution, as in soliciting for prostitution. So we want to be careful. So I do believe that the language you use, the words, just tweaking a word or two in your messaging can convey great meaning to your audience. People want to be part of a group. They want to be on a winning team. They say they want less division in politics, and your PAC is the component, as well as your advocacy program, is the component of your organization that can be the North Star to do that, to bring people together. I do believe, yes, indeed, that PACs and advocacy programs can bring people together of different political stripes. So examine your words, look at words in your messaging that help people join, to feel good, to feel part of a team. Think about your language, examine your words, and plan your course accordingly. This is Amy's Messaging Minutes.